Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. I am your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. It's been said the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all the same. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep that open mind. In so doing, you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, my special return guest is Artie Hoffman, who has been a master-level psychic medium and spiritual advisor for over two decades. He's helped change the lives of thousands of individuals who've turned to him for answers and guidance. His strong faith and natural intuitiveness, coupled with his ability to provide emotional understanding, makes him the preeminent spiritual therapist with foresight. He's a nationally renowned speaker, healer, and radio personality. You can find his weekly radio show, Angels and Answers, on Blog Talk Radio, and it gives listeners a chance to connect with him from anywhere in the U.S. People call in to discuss a variety of topics from love and relationships, career, finances, and family life to communicating with their deceased loved ones. Due to his enormous popularity and amazing accuracy with listeners, Artie has also been a featured regular on New Jersey 101.5, Cat Country 107.3, and Buzz Radio. He has performed his spiritual shows throughout the U.S., has performed at the Trump Plaza in Atlantic City numerous times, pleasing his audiences, and was booked to perform at the Palace of Versailles in France. His seminars and workshops are always well attended, drawing a large number of people wanting to gain insight and advice and to help better themselves. And we have several people in the studio tonight who are looking for answers, perhaps. We have several callers. And Artie and I are going to do some dialoguing tonight. So I just asked the callers to be patient. We want to talk a little bit on the subject of what if. So let me answer Artie and see what he has to say for himself tonight. How are you doing, Artie?
I'm doing very good, Dave. Thank you very much. And thank you for that beautiful introduction. That was well appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you live right up to it, my friend. I really appreciate your professionalism and your not just the amazing gift that you share, but the compassion that you show towards the callers is a wonderful gift as well. And Artie and I were talking before the show about what we might talk about tonight, and he raised the possibility of talking about what if. And for anybody that's out there, I'm sure that's a question that's across your mind. It may have started only with the if word, which can be the longest word in the dictionary, but consider the possibilities. What if you had made certain life choices as you've gone along that you haven't made, and consider what you might be able to do to change your future. So, Artie, what would you like to say about what if?
Well, in regards to what if, I'm a true believer of taking chances in life, because I'm the type of person that I need to know that, you know, I gave it my best shot, And rather than not trying, it's something that I really love to do or that I want to do, and not even give it an attempt, and just to think about it, what if, I personally can't live with what if. I have to give it a shot, regardless of the circumstances, if I'm passionate about a situation or a person or whatever it may be. I'm one that likes to explore, and I don't worry about what if I fail, what if I screw up, what if this happens, what if that happens. When what if happens in any given situation for anybody, then you'll deal with it in that time, and you'll make adjustments to make things better, or and to improve and to move along. But to go after your desire or your dreams, that's like, I don't know, I just can't imagine. It's almost like living dead, you know, not going after your dreams and your desires, and you're just surviving your life. To me, that's not living, you know. I mean, I understand people get, you know, caught in circumstances outside of their control, whether it be because of health reasons or because of family reasons or whatever. There are circumstances that hold people back. But just knowing that you do have a dream to go after or something to look forward to, that is so, so big in life. But not to have anything and just survive your life on a day-to-day basis and just be everybody else's go-to person and to make everybody else's life well-balanced, you know, if that's what floats your boat, to make everybody else's life happy and balanced, and you don't give anything to yourself, then, hey, you know what, more power to you. There's just no way I could do that. But too many people put themselves on the back burner while they are trying so hard to accommodate other people and trying to meet up to everyone else's expectations. You know, what if you did go after, you know, that new career that you always wanted to do, or to give it a shot, or what if you did ask that person you always wanted to go out with or to meet up with? You know, what if? You know, look on the positive side of what if, and not like, oh my God, what if this happens? What if that happens? You know, too many people overanalyze, overthink, and they don't act. They're like a deer in headlights. They just sit there and go, oh my God, you know, like, what if? And they don't move. They're like, literally, they're, I don't know, they allow their own insecurities to get in the way of their dream. And it's just, it's a shame that, you know, people think like that. And I'm one that goes after his dreams, and I always have. And not all of them turned out the way that I wanted to, but then there are a few that have manifested to something really beautiful. So, you know, I have no regrets on the what if. But so what about you, Dave? What about your what ifs? You were talking about a chapter.
Well, I think that you hit on a key word just toward the end of what you were saying, and that was manifest. It came to me years ago, the notion, what if I could manifest my dreams? And I think back to childhood, to the song, When You Wish Upon a Star, Your Dreams Come True, and how I felt about that song when I was a kid, because I believe with all my heart and soul that that song was speaking words of truth to me, and that whatever I dreamed could come true. And somewhere along the line, I lost my way and lost some faith in myself. And that's not the case anymore. I resonated with every single word you said. I believe in taking chances. I believe in thinking with your heart and using that as a guide to my action. And I think that faith alone is not enough. We are in these bodies, that we are how God gets around, and faith without works is dead. So action is a key for me. And I am the one that needs to take responsibility for whatever unfolds in my life by the very actions that I take and the energy that I put out. And I liked what you said about staying positive, because I think that's so, so, so important. I can't underscore the importance of that. So we are indeed creators, not just co-creators, because we are each individual reflections of our higher power, however you want to identify it. I call it God, and some people aren't comfortable with that, and I understand that too. But God is all-powerful, and God is in each and every one of us, or some force that's more powerful than any individual, and we all have access to it. So I encourage people to tap into their own divinity, however you may conceive of it.
I want to add something that you just made me think of something that you said. You know, when you say we're all one and we're all of God and stuff, and that's 100% true. And I look at it like each one of us is a drop of water and of the ocean, and God is the ocean. But yet each of us is a drop of water, and the drop of water carries the DNA of the entire ocean of what's going on. And so the thing is, what happens is that when people separate themselves from God, when they separate themselves from society, their power goes away because they are not allowing themselves to be a part of the force. So the analogy that I give is that when somebody, if you were to take a cup of water, all right, and say, like I said, you are a drop of water that allows you to be a part of the entire force of the ocean. Each drop accounts for something. So if you were to take a cup and stroke it through the ocean, all right, and now you have a cup of water in your hand from the ocean, the ocean, of course, is very powerful, but now the water that's in the cup is now separated from the ocean. And the water in the cup is now powerless because it stands alone. But once you take that water that's in the cup and throw it back into the ocean, that energy, those cells of the drops of water is now a part of the big force. And now you have God and you have this society working all in your favor. And so it's about the power of believing and the power to be a part of. And, you know, God will send you people and God will send you angels when you put your energy in a particular direction. And one thing that I wanted to say, that when you put your thoughts, I want to explain something, the difference between wanting and desiring. A lot of people, too many people, stay in the wanting stage. I want to do this, I want to do that. But, and God says, okay, so you're in the wanting stage, so you'll stay in the wanting stage. Now, your desire are your thoughts put into action, right? And then your actions will manifest your desires. Everything you have in your life right now, whether you like it or not, you've desired. Because all your actions up to this date has created everything in your life. And if you don't like what you've manifested in your life, you're allowed to throw in all your cards and ask for a whole new set of cards. You know, so it's like I've spoken with a few people of this topic, and one of my friends said, I don't understand why anybody would commit suicide. If your life stinks that bad or you just don't like where you're at, rather than kill yourself, why don't you just pack up and move to Hawaii or move to India or move to China? He says, what difference does it make? You're going to be separated from everybody else anyway. You might as well, like, try to experience another aspect of life rather than the one that you have now if you're that kind of drastic. You know, but like I said, that's the difference between wanting something and desiring something. Desire is really going after something. And so long as you're proactive at doing something positive each and every single day that is going towards your goal, you are going to achieve your desire because you are physically doing something about it. But when you just say there, and I'm gonna, they sound like a broken lawnmower. I'm gonna, you know, but you want to actually go ahead and do it to make things happen. And that's when it gets exciting, seriously. And like I said, so long as you're being proactive each day to go after your dreams, then kudos to you. And, you know, and I applaud you. And it's okay if you don't make it the first, second, or third try. The bottom line is you don't give up. So long as you're happy at what it is that you love to do, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're happy doing, then keep doing it. Even if you're an older person, you want to go for acting or singing lessons or play music or whatever. You know, if that's your desire, then go for it. Even if it's just as a hobby or part-time, and who knows, if you try hard enough, maybe it could be a full-time gig or a full-time job or whatever it is that you want, you know. You know, this is your life. And it makes me laugh when people say, oh, yeah, this is your one shot, you know. This is your one shot in life. And it's like, no. That's so not true. That's just the ego not even realizing that there's more to life than just now, you know. There's life after death. There's life after life after life after life. We've been here many times before, and we're going to keep coming back until we've had enough fun.
Right. And I love what you said about being happy and using that as a barometer for guiding your actions, because as the great writer and philosopher Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss. That is a direct gauge for you being on the right path for your soul. And desire is something that comes from the heart. And so, therefore, it is it's a need of the heart as opposed to a want, which will leave you feeling empty. Wants come from the outside, and I loved what you said about being in it together, because no man or no woman is an island. We are all in it together. And when we separate ourselves out, we miss out on so much of the magic that's present in this life. And we may just be missing an opportunity if we separate ourselves out and isolate ourselves. We're all ultimately one, connected with one source. And for people that don't believe they deserve happiness, you have some work to do. You have to allow that feeling of happiness to seep in and to affirm that you are beloved and that you are worthy of happiness. And you have to put that out with all your heart and soul and surround yourself with people that are loving, supportive, nurturing, positive people, and allow them to show you the love that you may not have received. And if people are not giving you that kind of support and love and nurturance, then it's time to find other people. And just remember that that happiness comes from within. It does not come from other people. Your happiness will bubble up when you resonate with other souls that are like-minded and kindred spirits. But you are ultimately responsible for your own happiness. It never is attached to any person, place, or thing. So, did you want to say anything else, Artie?
Yeah, you know, I can't agree with you more, and I've said that many times before, where, you know, to make somebody else responsible for your happiness. You know, poetically, it sounds nice. You know, when you listen to Barry White sing, sing the song, you're my first, you're my last, you're my everything. You know, but people who put all their eggs in one basket to make somebody else responsible for their happiness, and they're my everything, and you live vicariously through them, you know, that's not healthy. I mean, it's cute for a short period of time, you know, because especially with new love or whatever, but it's important to balance out your life and to have that career and to have those friends and to have other family members and to have your hobbies. And there's a bunch of people and there's a bunch of things that balance one person out to help make them whole. But when you put all your energy into just one situation, just your job or just one person, you know, or just your family, and you don't see outside the box, for me, I've always lived outside the box. I've seen other people live way, way, way out of my box, you know, like I'm a person who has not gone skydiving or deep sea diving or, you know, to that extreme, you know. I have yet to travel to the other side of the world, which I'd love to. But I am right now going after my TV career. And it takes, you know, more than one person to help make somebody else very successful. You know, there are people involved. in one person's career to help make something happen. And it's very important to give appreciation and acknowledgement to everybody who has helped you or assisted you in some way. And even though they might have agitated you and aggravated you in so many ways, but try to look at some of the positive things that if it wasn't for them, then that wouldn't have happened or this wouldn't have happened. And we lose focus on that because we stay focused on the negative and the agitation of one person or one situation. But it's also important to look at the situation and say, wow, if it wasn't for them, then, you know, this and that wouldn't have happened. You know, and for me, you know, when I think about that, what I just said, you know, my father is like key to what I just said, because my father literally was the biggest pain in the neck to ever live with. I mean, he was an extremely difficult personality. But in return, what he did do was he gave me stability as far as, you know, a comfortable place to live and all, even though it was an emotional hell. And, you know, he made it very strong that me and my brothers, we do not smoke, otherwise he will kick our ass. And he made it very strong. He made it very strong that we take our vitamins every day. And he made it very strong we do not sit close to the TV. And he'd be yelling at us very strongly about this. He would do an overkill. But, you know, he wouldn't let up. But to this day, I don't wear glasses, you know, and I'm generally a very healthy person. And so, and my father has a very flirtatious personality, so that's where I get that from. You know, there were things or certain things that, you know, I did get from my father, even though 90% of living with him was a living hell, but there was that other percentage where, you know, he did have a positive impact on my life also, but it was still very, very difficult. I definitely wish I had an easier road. But at least I had a mother who was a pure saint. You know, she was the balance in our life, you know, for me and my brothers, you know. So, like I said, it's about taking, and not just badgering somebody, you know, and just looking at just at the negative. If you look just at the negative, then you're going to be stuck forever. You know, you could complain all you want how life sucks and how people stink and because of them, because of this, because of that. You know, are you going to sit there and allow excuses to give you the reasons why you're not being successful? If anything, that should give you more drive to want to become successful. You don't have to prove it to them that you're going to be successful. You need to prove it to yourself. You know, that's what's important. You know, your success will automatically shine. You don't have to say anything. Just you shining will speak 1,000 words without you saying a word. Just your own success and what you do, what makes you happy. And if other people can't appreciate what makes you happy, well, then that's their problem. The bottom line is, so long as you're doing what makes you happy, then that's the blessing in everything. You know, so long as you feel good about it. You know, and it's the excitement of going after your dream that is playing life. That's the excitement. Once you have the trophy, so many people are focused on, I need the trophy, I need the trophy, I need that extreme goal, I need it, I need that $1 million, I need that goal. You have to understand, once you hold the trophy, once you get the trophy, the game is over. The trophy represents the game that you played. The excitement is playing the game. And my mother-in-law, I was married a couple of times, and my first mother-in-law said, sorry, because I was into acting at one time and doing stand-up. And so my wife at the time was saying, well, you know, all right, I'll let you do this. All right, go ahead. Like, she's doing me a favor. You know, she's not naturally supporting me. It's like she's, like, doing me a favor. Like, really? And so my mother-in-law would say, oh, sorry. And she was being kind of catty about it, a little sarcastic. So, how much longer are you going to keep up with this acting stand-up comedy thing? And she's like, you know, giving a little chuckle as she's saying it, like, you know. And I said, probably never. I said, this is what I love to do. You know, plus I had another aspect of my life that I did, you know, for my regular career. But, I mean, lo and behold, here I am. And at that time, I wasn't psychic or medium at all. I was just me being me. And lo and behold, this career took off with my spirituality, and now I do everything, you know. I mean, not only do I help change people's lives through the help of the Holy Spirit and the angels. But I also do a lot of stand-up while, you know, I do it in a comedic way, in the way that I express myself. And to get a point across in a funny way that people get it, but yet not be so serious with life. I try really hard. Actually, I don't even try. I just don't play life very seriously most of the time. I'm only serious only when I have to be. You know, behind the scenes, I'm serious because it's very important to keep yourself very coordinated and organized behind the scenes so that you are, you know, there is a plan and that you have everything lined up. And you can't do it yourself. You need certain key people to help things in line. You know, like I have people who are very good with my emails. I have people who are very good with my website. I have people who are very good with my marketing. You know, these are things I wish I could do to an ultimate extreme, but I don't. And so I have people who assist me at me being me, doing my thing. And it's a great chemistry. And if you can't trust the person who you're with at doing it and you're not happy with them, then you're wasting your time. You know, you want to have that really good chemistry where everyone's on the same wavelength. And if they're not on the same wavelength with you, then you're kind of, you know, trying to climb up. It's like trying to climb up an ice mountain when you have no shoes on. It's like ridiculous. You know, you want to be able to be with people in your personal life and in your business life, your career, where people are on the same wavelength. And even though certain people are very good at hitting for you, but if the personalities aren't connecting, then what's the fun of it? You know, it doesn't make sense. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have lots of thoughts, but we have 15 callers on the line, if you can believe it.
Wow, okay, we better get a hold of them, okay.
Yeah, I think, and there's another one. We may not be able to get to everybody tonight. You need to call in, folks. Prior to the show starting, we'll be able to get to some of the ones that have called in afterwards, so don't give up hope. But we won't be able to get to everybody tonight. I just want to let you know that. And Artie is a regular on my program. He has his own radio show. How do people find that, Artie?
David, well, I just want everybody to know, for the ones who can't get through, all right, I'm going to do everyone a favor who's listening, who can't get through, who has called in, who can't get through. I want you to go to email. Well, if you go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com, you'll see my email address on there, RDJOnTheMove@Comcast.net. But if you want to ask me, I'll give you one free question. For those of you who I can't talk to tonight, who's called in and I can't reach, I will be gracious and do you the favor of answering one free question and just say that you listen to me on Dave's show and ask the question and I will respond to you. And so I don't want
thanks.
You to stress out. I don't want you to stress
that's
out thinking like Dave. Thinking that, oh, no, I want to get on, I want to get on, I want to get an answer, you know. But if you're going to ask me a gazillion questions, then you need to do a session with me. And if you want to do a session with me, we could do a full all-out session, and you'll get a recording with that. And my number to call me at is 877-ANGEL-02, 877-ANGEL-02. Or like I said, go to ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And I have YouTube and I got Facebook and I got all that stuff so you could see the face behind the voice. And I'll be happy to do a session with you. And I also do parties. I do Artie parties. So I'll read for your friends and family also. All right, so who's the first caller?
Okay, first caller is Sharon. Sharon, you're live on the line with Artie.
Yes, hi, Artie. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, that's okay.
What,
hello?
What is it that I could? Yes. What is it that I could do you for?
Well, I just wanted to know if Spirit has any messages for me, anything about my kids or anything, you know, anything going on.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm taking a look at what the angels have to say as I'm flipping them. Wow, you want to know something. The more you explore in your world, in your life, the more successful you're going to be. I see a lot of success around you. And I feel like you're also a muse for other people. But if you went after your dreams, I 100% believe that your dreams would come true and that you should not hold back at all at going after what you want. And don't ever think that you're too old. Never say never, because I'm looking at these angel cards and I got two cards of angels that say dreams come true, wishes come true. And they're the only two cards in the entire deck that says this, but you pulled out two of them. And they're telling you to explore your options, okay? And don't take no for an answer. You're like an incredibly a sweet person. You're like Betty White nice. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
You are, and you are the type of person that could really manifest what you want. And all you have to do is ask people, and I really believe that by you just asking, people will just open up their world to you. And they will do whatever they can to help you out. But don't be humble and say, oh, no, no, don't give away your power. No, they need it more than me. Don't say that crap. You know, you're just as deserving as everybody else. You know, but you are an incredible, sweet person. Where do you live?
I live in New York. I used to live in Florida, but I live in New York. So
you want to know something? I keep on seeing you taking a trip out towards Maine, either like Vermont or Maine. I see you going up to New England soon.
Oh, wow. Well, my son is actually which, you know, we don't know, but he might get into Harvard. So I'm hoping that he does. But perhaps that's
what. Yeah, that's the New England part. Yeah, I believe he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think he's very close to because he graduated from several, universities. So now he wants to get his PhD in Harvard. So. That would
yeah,
be the
there's
only...
no doubt in my mind, and he is going to be very successful. He's going to also, your son is also going to be inventing something that he's going to be patenting something. He's going to get a patent.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm not sure. He was going for the medical field, something in the medical field?
No, he's actually a writer. He's an innovator. You know, he's very creative, and he's into teaching. He's graduating from Columbia in May, so he just wants to go. And he's applied to Harvard last year, but didn't get in. So he's hoping to see if he gets in.
I believe he will. And you want to know something? He is going to. Because like I said, you know, I said he's going to patent something. When you're patenting something, that means you're very creative to be able to do it. And I strongly believe that he is going to end up creating something and that has to do with something medical, believe it or not. And it's like he's going to see somebody having a problem or an issue, whatever physical circumstance they're going through, and he's going to put two and two together. You know, and I'm not saying he's going to have the cure of cancer, but it's almost like somebody wobbling, walking, and like he would be the one who would invent the wheelchair or think of the walking cane. But he's going to be able to think of some kind of an object or a doodad that's going to help other people who are dealing with problems with their ailments or sickness.
Wow, I hope so. That'd be nice.
He will. I'm telling you, I feel this. I feel this very strongly. So, and it's just naturally going to happen. Just something's going to click. It's going to be a moment. Something's got to click. And all I got to say is it would be a disservice to him and many other people if he didn't follow up on his dream, on his perception of this new idea and thought that will come into his head. But it will be God-given. It will be given to him, and then he's to express it. But you're going to remember this, trust me. You'll be alive to see this.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I really do.
Well, Sharon,
and I love what you said, and you know that you both said so many nice things. It was really nice.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You have a great life, Sharon. Thank you for calling, and feel free to do so again. We're going to move on to Diana. Diana is coming up. It's taking a moment here. Diana, you are live on the air with David Clark and Artie Hoffman.
Hi, Artie.
Hi, Diane. Hey, Diane, do you wink a lot? Do you tend to look at people like in a little flirtatious way, or is there a nervous little thing about your eyelid or something? Because as soon as I heard your voice, it's like I kept on picturing you winking at people, like as a little cute gesture.
Yeah, I do that when I see, instead of saying hi, instead of speaking, I just give a little wink.
That's very cute. I like that. I'm winking at you right now, even though you can't see me. I'm winking at you right now.
I think it's too much energy to talk, so I don't know. It is.
That is too funny. You know, but you want to know something? A smile.
I know we have a lot of callers. I'm sorry.
I said a smile does say 1,000 words. It does. When you look at somebody, even when you're at a quickie mart, the Wawa, the 7-Eleven, or whatever, or at a restaurant, and you look at somebody, you just smile at them. It does something to somebody. It really does. You know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's just,
it does.
Time,
I even say stupid remarks.
When you smile at somebody, you're also building their confidence in that moment just by you smiling.
Because
you're letting them know that you care about them in that moment. You know, not that you're looking curtains with them, but it's just like you took a moment to acknowledge somebody. And, you know, that cute little wink that you do or that smile, it really does. It carries with people.
Yes, this is true. This is true. I also would joke around, say something stupid, and they laugh. They look at me weird, and they laugh, and I'm like, "Well, I got you to laugh." So they love it.
Well, you know what I do? You know, like I do a lot of funny, spontaneous moments, just like you do. Like I'll go to a bank teller, and they'll say, "Yes, is there anything?" You know, after they take care of my transaction, I'll say, "Is there anything else I can do?" You know, and they're on the other side of the counter. I go, "Yeah. I'll have 2 hamburgers, french fries, and a Diet Coke, please." You know? And here, this is what I'm saying at a bank teller. And then I'll be at the 7-Eleven, and they'll say, "Is there anything else I can get you?" I said, "Yeah, a red convertible and a trip to Hawaii."
Or I'll go to the pizzeria, and I'll say, "Oh, I want one Sicilian, and I don't mean you."
You know, I go into a liquor store. I go into a liquor store and I ask them if they sell any alcohol.
I like that one.
So, but that's pretty funny. You know, this is what I'm saying. On a daily basis, I play with life and I play with people. And that's so beautiful that you're an angel of comedy, and that you really do. You make people happy, and they look forward to seeing you. And, you know, for people like you and I, it's a natural thing. It's not that we try. It's just who we are. And I love to make people laugh in the moment. Just to say something cute and clever in the moment when people least expect it, that's when it's the funniest. You take something out of context. You know, and you just express or say something funny in the moment that totally makes no sense. I think it's very, very funny. Well, I love that about you.
Thank you. Can I ask my question?
Go ahead. I didn't study, but you could ask.
Okay, well, I'm in vet school. And I'm thinking of taking a semester off to do another modality, to incorporate another modality within my vet medicine. Do you have any suggestions, like what or where I should go?
When you say you should go, are you talking about career-wise or are you talking about vacation? You're thinking about
no. So,
a and then you're talking about
meaning studying another modality. Like I said, I'm in vet school, so that's very conventional. What I want to do is go into alternative medicine, but I don't know where to start because I want to take that semester off because I need it, and I kind of want to, like, you know, detach myself from school and get into the alternative medicine and then come back. So I don't know which modality in alternative medicine I should start in, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying right now. I want you to go, this is exactly what I'm being told to tell you. You need to go into a meditation each day. All right? And I want you to go into a meditation each day. This is what I'm being told to tell you. You need to go within inside yourself and literally ask God, what is my purpose? Can you please open up the avenues? Can you please open up the opportunities? Can you please bring the people into my life that could lead me to exactly where I need to go, where I need to be? This isn't, I mean, it's a simple, it sounds like a simple question. Artie, can you tell me where I should be, what my best avenue is, and let me tell you. But this is something that words cannot just put you where you need to be. You need to go through the experience of connecting to your higher divine self and asking spirit to please guide you, because you need to feel the power within so that you could start to move in the direction where you belong. By me just giving it to you, it's like, Artie, you know, what sport should I go after? Should I go at basketball, football, or baseball? You know, and
right,
I understand.
I understand.
But what I'm being told to tell you is that you're going to wake up one morning and the answer is going to be so incredibly obvious. And I just want you to put your question out there to God in the spirit, because you need to feel it. It's something that I can't just verbally tell you and say, oh, you belong here, you belong here, and or you should be doing this or that. It sounds like a simple question, but in many cases I can tell people. But in your case, your specific case right now, I am being told and guided to tell you that you need to feel that within yourself. And then then it's going to resonate with you, and then it's just going to happen. I promise you, you're going to have the answer sooner than you think, exactly where you belong. I don't feel like you have to really try too hard, because you said, Artie, I need to take a break. See, by you taking a break, you really need to take a break from it all. And not like, where should I go? What should I do? Because you're thinking again too much.
Yes.
And so this is why I'm being told to tell you, stop thinking and just breathe the air. Just enjoy the scent of the flowers, of the roses, and stop trying so hard.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Exactly.
I just want you to breathe. Okay. I just want you to enjoy life. And while you're being amused for yourself, not for other people, but for yourself, and you're just playing with life, the answers are just going to come to you. They're going to fall right into your lap by the people who come your way and the things that you do. It's just going to be effortless, and you're going to go, this is exactly where I need to be. But it's going to be through your personal physical experiences that you'll understand exactly where you need to be. But it's something that I just can't tell you.
Okay. I understand completely what you mean.
Yeah. You need to feel it. You need to experience it. Mm-hmm. And you need to. And if you want to really do things in the way that you want to heal, then you need to connect to that higher source and say thank you for these beautiful experiences. Whatever you wish to share with me today, thank you. And I graciously accept it. And just be playful and enjoying every moment. And don't try too hard. And trust me, it's just going to fall right at your lap, right onto your lap.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Diana.
Thank you so much. That was very powerful. Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you, Artie.
My pleasure.
You're welcome. You too. Our next caller is Caroline, and I'm bringing her up. The studio seems to be not responding to me immediately. Diana, hold on just a minute. And Caroline, okay, here we go. Caroline, you're on the air.
Hi, David. Hi, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Who's the one that is giving you an awful lot of problems?
Oh, attitude problems?
Attitude problems. I'm seeing that you are dealing with a lot of attitude problems.
Family or friend? I have family. I have a family member and a friend, yes.
Okay, because literally as soon as I heard your voice, and it wasn't you, I heard bitch on wheels. And so it's a female.
Oh, yes. Well, wait a second. There's something going on in the background, if that's what you mean, like even distance-wise, very far away. Somebody from a year ago. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe not a family member.
Okay, basically what I'm trying to tell you is not to allow this person to take you off your game. And you know, a lot of people think they know the answers for everybody else, but a lot of times, most of the times, people aren't walking in your shoes to really understand and appreciate your position or why you do what you do or say what you say. You know, people could be very judgmental from where they stand and not understand the full picture. And so you could look at them and say, you know, I appreciate your thoughts. I understand why you said that, but you're not understanding the full Monty. And sometimes we're not in a position to explain everything. Otherwise, it'll just make things worse. But there is a reason why you're doing what you need to do, even though other people can't appreciate it or understand it. And it doesn't make you wrong, although they will make you feel like you're wrong because they're only looking at things just from their perspective and they're not looking at yours.
Correct. Oh, yes. You're very correct about that. Very, very much. It's a family member, by the way.
Yeah, and you just got to stay true to yourself and just say,
yes,
you know, I understand. Just say thank you for your thoughts. I appreciate your input. And then just do your thing. But don't allow somebody else. Just when somebody is becoming very irate in their emotions with you and they're becoming very irresponsible and just belligerent, do not be invested on their emotional stage, right? Don't own other people's negative thoughts about you. Do not make that a part of you. Just observe them.
Yes.
But just feel how you feel inside, and that's what matters.
I agree. I've become a master of that already.
that's fantastic.
Artie, you're right on. You know, you're really right on. I have a question regarding, actually two, regarding career. And I represent authors, and there's two specific, if you could help me with this, and our angels as well, if they're going to be, well, I know they're going to become bestsellers, and would it be helpful to say the title, or it's two different authors and two different continents?
You could... All right, well, what is it that you want to know?
They're becoming bestsellers when I have submitted to the publisher. One, anyway.
Okay, well, all right, I have to know which one we're talking about.
Okay, the first one.
Are you allowed to give me the title?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
The more, yes. One is called Misadventures of Sister Mary Olga Fortitude.
Okay, all right, what I'm doing right now is just that I'm shuffling the angel cards, and I'm seeing
Thank
what
you.
They have to say. So give me just a moment, Caroline.
Thank you.
Say that title one more time, please.
Okay, we'll say the short version, Misadventures of Sister Mary Olga.
Do you want to know something? It's very interesting. I'm going to tell you why that book is going to be very popular.
I'm happy.
Somebody in a very powerful position or who has a lot of popularity is going to read that book. Wow. And because of that one person reading the book is going to end up having this person like on their show, or is going to like escalate them based on somebody very, very famous or in a very strong position reading her book. And it's going to be, I really feel like it's going to be huge. It's like, you know, any book that Oprah reads, or as soon as Oprah turns anybody onto it, it's like it's an overnight bestseller. Well, there is somebody who's very, very popular and is going to actually make this book huge. And that's what it's going to take.
Wow. And then the other one is called Chosen Planet.
Children Planet.
Yeah, Chosen. Chosen.
This one's going to take a lot of marketing to get this one going. It's going to take an awful lot of marketing and pushing to get it the kind of success that it deserves.
Yes. I got
so
it. But it's,
I feel like mm-hmm. if the display is very creative, the presentation and the display of this book is very creative, then I feel it's going to do very, very well. But if this book is not properly pushed and if it's not properly expressed in a very creative fashion, then it's not going to be as big as what it could be. But it's going to need pushing in the marketing field for it to be successful.
Beautiful. All righty. Thank you so much. And
my pleasure.
Other people. Carol, thank you.
Caroline, did you get a... did you get
did.
The poem that I sent you?
Yes, I did. It's beautiful. Yes, I did. I'll respond to it because it's been so a little busy. But I know you're going to Martin's show, so I'll respond to it. Very beautiful. I know you have more poems too.
Yeah, I do.
You're gonna put it together?
Yeah, I'll put it together. I'll definitely put it more together. I have a lot of reasons why I need to put it together now. I should have done it a long time ago, but now it's like, I'm very
it's
proud
something.
Of it.
You should be. It's beautiful. It should be, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you,
Caroline.
I'm glad you got a good reading. It pleases me. So we're going to move on to Tony. Tony has been patient. And here we go. Tony, you're live on the air. Tony,
hello?
Can you hear me? Hi.
Hey, Dave, there's an echo with your voice.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Let me try again. Tony, can you hear me? Oh, I still am getting that, and he can't hear me. All right, we'll come back to you, Tony. We're going to move on to Regina. Regina, can you hear me?
Hi, David. Hi, Artie.
Hi, say hi to Artie. You're welcome. You were right there in the right place and time, so there you go.
And I'm thinking you got to send the Sister Mary Olga book to Ellen DeGeneres, okay? That's where it's to go.
Okay. Well, now the secret's out, isn't it?
Well, you don't know who I'm talking to. Where
there
are
you
going
go. Okay.
Here? And, you know, and
well,
I'm feeling...
say hello to Artie.
Hi, Artie. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. I'm a little tired, but overall I'm doing well.
Oh, good. I like your sense of humor. I have a similar sense of humor.
That's great. It helps me get through life much easier, and it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. I say, why live if you're not having fun?
When people tell me I'm crazy, I know I'm doing a good job.
Yes.
I know I'm entertaining people when people tell me I'm crazy. Because they do it in like a befuddled way, like, oh my God, like that was so unique, or that's you're crazy. It's like it's not like badgering me. It's just like, you know, it's like telling me I'm unique in a funny way. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, it's a badge of honor. It's a wonderful thing. And I just feel today especially something happened in this past week. I've been feeling very big psychic connections with people that have things going on in their lives, and it's kind of blowing me away. I'm a little bit astounded by these connections that are coming through for me. So
you're not afraid of it, are you?
Pardon?
You're not afraid of it, are you?
Well, it's just astounding me that there, like, I'm feeling.
Do you write down your thoughts and your visions?
No, I don't.
Start writing down your thoughts and your visions. And then when you want to specifically know something about somebody or something, I want you to write down the question. And then the answers are going to start coming to you.
Okay. Because guess what now? My son is the one that invented something, and he has a patent. I was wondering if you were getting me on the line, because that was my question, was about my son, who I do not have a relationship with for about 17 years, but I have one with his wife. But he, you know, really doesn't want to have contact with me. And he does have a patent. He is a very creative person. But, you know, maybe I should be writing what my thoughts and feelings and impressions are of him. But I don't know how to communicate with him here on this physical plane. I have a feeling I'm in contact with him a lot, you know, in other realms, but here on the planet Earth, we're not connecting.
All right. Well, I want to. The only way that you're going to be able to reach into his soul, unfortunately, and it does work. If you look at his picture, try to look at his picture every day, and just keep talking to the picture, because you're talking to her, to his higher self. And just express how much you love him and how much you wish only good to him. And you are going to soften his heart. Don't look at yourself as a victim at all, because then you're just feeding into him and you're giving him power.
Okay.
All right? So instead, just feel whole with inside yourself. Don't feel like he's punishing you at all.
Okay.
All right? It's his loss also.
Yep.
And just say, I wish you only love and happiness, and my channels are open to you. I love you unconditionally. When you love somebody unconditionally, you love them even under those circumstances, even when they're lost in their own realm. You know, just because somebody could be very successful in their life doesn't mean that they're not lost. Because there are a good amount of people out there who are very successful financially, but yet they're lost within their own soul, and they live life on a very physical plane where they're not connected to people, you know, on a deep level. They're only connected only at a level that they understand, but they don't have enough compassion for others. They don't have enough of that connection, that soulful connection with others. Only, you know, there are certain people who only know how to communicate with the people on their level. And that's a shame, you know.
Like coworkers and
people like that. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
His wife says he doesn't have friends, you know.
Yeah, well, see, so it's not about you. This is about him. This is about what he's going through. So I said, so if you just communicate to your angels, to the Holy Spirit, also communicate to your son spiritually and just express to him how great he is and how much you love him. Mm-hmm. And yet, in his sleep, and even when he doesn't verbally have to hear you, he does not physically have to hear you at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always tell people, if you're having problems with people who you're living with under the same roof and you're not seeing eye to eye, while they are sleeping or while they're in the other room and you just look at them and you beam them with love, you
mm-hmm.
beam them with positive thoughts.
Okay.
Without verbally saying a word, but just beaming them. And just visualize your son giving you a call, verbalize, like, out of left field. And rather than saying, why the hell haven't you called me, or what would, you know, just say,
mm-hmm.
There's no judgments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to attack you. Now, I have to express something. Now, I don't know if this is for you or for a few others to hear who's listening, the audience.
Okay.
When you ask the truth from somebody, all right, you're having your bouts with somebody, all right, you're having your difficulties with somebody, and mm-hmm. and you know that they're BSing you, all right, you know that they're screwing around and they're not doing what they should be doing,
mm-hmm.
and they're lying to you. When they finally, when you talk to them, if they finally are strong enough to give you the truth, all right, if the truth is not what you want to hear, that it's something that it might upset you by hearing the truth, rather
mm-hmm.
than attacking them, you mm-hmm. have to say, well, thank you for telling me the truth. I give you a lot of credit for being courageous enough for telling me the truth, and I'm not going to attack you, even though it's not what I want to hear, but at least I know what I'm dealing with, and
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate it. If you attack somebody when they're telling you the truth, then you're putting them in a lose-lose situation, because then what's their reward, what's their benefit for telling the truth
mm-hmm.
if you're only going to attack them? And then you're going to attack them for them lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's so it's easier not to even deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very important. That is, if somebody wants to get a lot of crap off their chest about you or about any situation that's connected to you,
mm-hmm.
just listen to it. That's their true feelings. You don't have to agree with it. But
mm-hmm.
just by honoring them, by giving them the ability to express their feelings, because a person's feelings and thoughts are not debatable.
Yeah.
That's their truth.
Yeah.
Whether you
yep.
agree with it or not, that's the truth. So when the time comes, and you will have that time, and he does come around,
mm-hmm.
just say, you know, thank you for having the courage to be able to talk to me so after all these years. And what you're going to do is you're going to give him the knowledge that he's in very secure grounds around you, and
okay.
that he's in a very loving environment, and that you're not going to criticize him, and you're not going to challenge him.
Yep.
You know, kids just want to know that they're enough without feeling like they need to do more, or they're not doing it good enough, or what if this, or what if that.
Yeah. Yeah, forewarned is forearmed. You're giving me the preparedness to deal, and I expect that is going to happen.
When it does, and like I said, and if he wants to explode and just say, I understand how you feel. I did not say you have to agree with him. All I'm saying for you and for everyone who's listening, when somebody is expressed in their hard feelings and they're very upset, say, I understand. That's all people want to hear, is that they're being heard, that they're being listened to, and that you understand their point of view. And with that, their guards are going to be down, and they're going to feel more comfortable around you. But if you're going to attack them and criticize them and then yell at them because they're finally strong enough to express their truth, then you're creating more of a distance rather than giving them credit.
He needs to express his truth, you know.
He needs to
really
express his
feeling.
You know, and maybe one day in a simple letter, just say, you know what, I just want you to know I love you, and if you want to express any anger or any hard feelings, feel free to give me a call or to write me or email me, and I won't attack you. I'll just listen to what you have to say, just so I can understand.
Yeah.
And maybe that's all it takes.
Yep.
But just keep sending him love. Just keep sending him love. Who's Brandon?
Okay. Huh?
Who's Brandon?
Brandon.
Brennan, Brandon. The name's Brandon. Sounding like that.
Aaron. Aaron is my son.
Oh, Aaron. I said Brandon. That was close.
Yeah, Aaron. Aaron is my son.
Okay. Well, kudos to me then for coming so damn close.
Yeah. Close. And,
right.
and you'll get a cigar.
Well, Regina, thank you.
And I'll get my cigar.
I think we better move on.
Thank you
just
so
to
much.
Let you know, Artie, there's no way we're going to get to everybody. We have 15 callers on the line. Would you be able to take 4 more calls tonight?
Well, I'll be able to take probably. What time is it now? I got to see what time. Only because
it's
I have 25.
Yeah, it's 25 of 9.
It's 25 of 9, and all right. I'll tell you what. I'll take 2 more callers. I'll take 2 more callers, and
okay.
Like I said, for everybody who's listening right now, if you just mentioned Dave's show and that you're patiently waiting, just go to my website, artiehoffman.com, ask me one question, and I will respond to you. I promise. It might take me a few days, but I will respond to you.
That's very kind of you, Artie. Thank you. I'm going to try Tony again. We were having a problem with the echo before, and I can see where he has called in a second time. He probably was frustrated. Tony, hang on just a minute. I'm going to get to you. Okay, Tony. Tony, can you hear me? Tony, for whatever reason, we're having a problem connecting with you tonight. If you got Artie's information, write into him, and we're going to move on to area code 719. And again, things are rather slow. Area code 719, what's your name, please?
Hi, my name's Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Julia. Thank you for being so patient.
Sure. Hi, Artie.
Say hello to Artie.
Hello there.
Well, since time's running out, I'll get right to it. I'm in the process of divorce after 30 years, and I wanted to see what you pick up around that and when you see the divorce being final.
Okay. As far as your divorce goes, Julie's and her divorce. How long has this been going on now as far as the divorce proceeding?
I file at the end of September.
Okay.
It's gotten delayed. We're on the third mediation date. The first two got canceled, so we haven't actually gone in to talk, you know, yet. We're waiting until March 2nd now.
All righty. Is he being very arrogant as far as wanting more and more and more?
Are you guys
on the same page as far as split up of possessions and stuff?
For the most part, yeah, until it gets to the finances.
Right, yeah. He's very afraid to deal with this whole process and this whole change and dealing with the finances. And, you know, it's just... Wow. Wow, I got news for you. Unfortunately, it's going to be a lot longer than what you think. You know, the system and the lawyers, I'm just seeing it being dragged out more. And it's just, you just got to take all measures to protect yourself. And I also feel like that you have to be on top of your own case very strongly, and just don't leave it in the hands of your lawyer. And you know, you need to ask a lot of questions and you need to stay on top of it. Otherwise, I see things not being filed as soon as they should have. And, you know, you have to, like, really be on top of everything for this thing to go as smooth as possible. Believe it or not, it probably, I will be shocked if it closes before fall time. It's probably going to be up till fall time that it's finally over.
Okay. Wow.
So all I'm saying is have the patience of a saint and just do whatever you got to do to protect yourself financially. All right, do everything you got to do to protect yourself financially. Don't be naive and stay on top of it and don't take just the lawyer's word like, oh, don't worry, you know, everything's going as is and everything. And just, you know, find out. And or if anything, get a piece of advice from another lawyer and say, is this correct? Should I be doing it? You know, I feel like by you getting assistance from somebody who knows the legal system and how fast it could go or what could be done, I feel like by you having a heads up, it'll make your lawyer even sharper, you know, doing what needs to be done.
Okay.
Believe it or not, getting advice from a side helper so that, you know, you're getting help behind the scenes where another lawyer doesn't have invested interest. But what I suggest is that you want to know something, go to lawyers.com. You know, lawyersadvice.com. And literally, there's a string of lawyers online, a very nominal fee. Express your circumstances and your concerns, and you will get legal advice, and you pay them based on how much you want to be willing to pay them for their advice. It could be $25, $50, $100, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, don't offer $2. Don't, you know, imagine they're lawyers. You know, but these are lawyers who are looking to become, you know, either these are lawyers who happen to be a little slow or these are students looking to be a lawyer. And so if you go to lawyersadvice.com and ask for their assistance to what you need to watch out for, because, you know, your lawyer, you know, they're the ones who make the most money in matrimonials, and you want to make this as short, as sweet as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so don't just take your lawyer with a grain of salt and, you know, he's got it covered or she's got it covered. Do you have a female lawyer?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the reason I went with the female was because a psychic had said, you know, go with a woman. So I was like, okay. So I took somebody's advice and I don't feel like she's really been on the ball at all.
Right, and neither do I, so, you know. So just get other advice from another lawyer. And like I said, go to lawyersadvice.com, and I really feel like by you connecting with another lawyer, because then they won't feel like, oh, no, a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want that, so. But you'll be fine.
Okay.
You will. So long as you stay on top of it, you'll be fine, but it's not going to happen yesterday.
Yep, definitely. It's just dragging along, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, it's probably going to be like in the fall time of the following year that things are finally going to be, that's it.
Okay.
But just,
well,
just protect yourself.
Okay, and you think I should stay here while the whole thing's going on? Because I was planning to move to Florida. That's where my mother lives. So do you think I should just stay until at least we go to mediation?
I would say, I would definitely, I would not move until
okay.
then. Once everything's complete, then move. But right now, no, I would
okay.
not. That would be a very bad move.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, sleep well.
Thanks.
Right. Leah, you take care.
Thank you, David. You too.
Oh, okay, bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. One last try. Tony, can you hear me? No. Okay. Last caller of the night. Oh, Tony, can you hear me? No, there's a problem with your line, Tony. Okay, we're going to go to area code 610.
That's Pennsylvania, I think.
Is Hello? It? Okay, Hi. Area code 610. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much for your patience.
Sure.
What is your question for Artie?
I wanted to ask about career. I was laid off from my job in December, and I've been.
You're going to be taking a trip. You're going to be taking a trip to Europe soon.
Oh. What for? Is it job or business or pleasure?
I don't know. I for some reason I just keep on picking up France.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a very strong opportunity for you to go to France.
Okay. Do you think it might be job related?
Could be. It could very well be. But I definitely see a trip to Europe. And I'm almost
okay.
positive it is France, but I don't know what the cause and the purpose is, but it could be with the job.
Okay. Do you see a time frame for that?
As a matter of fact, your next job that you get, it's going to be very, very good. It really is. You're going to step in a tub of crap because you are going to have really, really good luck with your next job.
Okay.
You're going to feel like you won the lottery. It's going to be that kind of good.
Awesome.
Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, these people are going to love you. They're going to appreciate. What do you do?
Well, put it this way. My last job I was doing software testing and QA, but I'm like a Pandora box. I like to work with people. I'm trying really digging into the medical pharmaceutical industry right now, and I'm willing to do client liaison support, all those things, managing accounts, because I was doing that at one point, one of my previous jobs. So, but I'm pretty much. There's nothing that I would give up, I mostly want to have the freedom to try new things, and I'm happy about something. I think there's no limit upon I can do because I'm very persistent.
Yeah, I really believe your next job is going to happen. I don't know if you call this a good thing or a bad thing, but the job of a lifetime, it's going to happen right around June.
June? Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's going to happen sooner than that. Hopefully I'm wrong on this one as far as the timing. And it happens sooner, but for some reason my gut's feeling like strong doors of opportunity will happen in June. And they're really going to love you and they're going to appreciate you. And it's either France or Germany, but I think it is France. But there is going to be a strong connection there.
Okay.
It's wild because I know you weren't even thinking of that at all. Or the company, it could also be that the company is based out of France or Germany, and then for whatever reason you might have to fly out to their office.
Okay.
For whatever reason, for some meetings of some sort.
Right. And were you picking up like the industry or the company, are you going to?
You want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
The initials M, S, and N, as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, those letters or those initials are going to be a part of this dynamic that you're going to be at.
Okay.
And the weird thing is, when you interview, you're going to feel like it's not that great, but yet you're going to end up getting hired. And it's only because of the disposition of the person who's interviewing you.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell people, whenever you go in for an interview, treat the person who's interviewing you as if they're your best friend. Don't look at them as far as being afraid, and don't try to impress them. All right? If you're trying to impress anybody, it comes off really bad. Just be your natural self. You know who you are. You know what you're good at. And just talk to them like a regular human being, and just treat them like they're your friend, and you could, you know, win them over. But anytime somebody tries to impress somebody or tries too hard, it shows. It clearly shows. And that's when you're screwed.
Okay.
You're going to be fine, trust me.
Okay. Well, that's nice. I don't know if I can be, you know, because right now, and I'm not, you know, I'm not working, so I need an income. And unemployment is, you know, not enough. So I don't know if I can wait till June, you know, so.
Well, put it this way, even if you get something before that, I'm just telling you, approximately June, there's going to be another opportunity that's going to open itself up. Even if you get a job tomorrow, there's still going to be something else. I'm not saying just to sit and wait for June. I wouldn't say that at all. You know, still do everything that you got to do, but I'm just saying your big golden opportunity or a big thing is going to happen approximately June time.
Do you feel it's going to be a pharmaceutical or a medical industry or something else?
I have a feeling it will be pharmaceutical. Yeah. Something with the pharmaceutical or medical. Yeah, I feel like it's in that realm, very much so. And there's, and as a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a strong connection with the government.
Mm.
Something government connected also.
Okay.
All right, but you're going to see 2 and 2 is going to equal up for you.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
So, Artie, I guess that brings us to the end for tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And again, I want everyone who's on hold right now during this time, during this show, go to artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And my email's on there. And just email me and tell me that you were one of the nice ones that was waiting to be heard to speak with me. And just ask one question and I will respond to you. And if anyone wants an all-out private session with me, just feel free to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And we could do an in-person. Well, I'm out in Woodbridge, New Jersey. We could do in person or we could do over the phone. I'm just as accurate over the phone. And you can get a recording with that too. And if you want to have a party at your house, if you're buying, I'm flying.
Well, that's great, Artie. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody that's called in tonight. Tony, I'm sorry we weren't able to connect with you. We tried 3 times. So thank you, everybody, for your patience. What's that, Artie?
I said it just wasn't meant to be for whatever reason.
That's right. What will be, will be. So for the time being, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.